Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The National Transportation Safety Board announced the cockpit voice and flight data recorders from the American Airlines jetliner that was hit by an Army helicopter over Washington, D.C.'s Reagan National Airport. ABC News aviation analyst John Nance.
Well, black boxes, which are actually orange, will give us a very clear picture, hopefully, of what happened in terms of verbalization in the cockpit in the jet. As far as the other one, the flight data recorder, that's going to give us about 350 channels of digital information about all the things that were happening to the jet. So it'll give us a precise location of where it was, what the attitude was.
A fast-moving, wind-whipped fire tore through a house in Massena, New York. Six family members, three of them children, were killed. The U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday rejected what is likely the final appeal of South Carolina death row inmate Marion Bowman, Jr., condemned for murdering a friend in 2001, execution scheduled for Friday. This is ABC News. It was day two of the Senate confirmation hearing for Health Secretary nominee Robert F. Kennedy, Jr. Louisiana Republican Bill Cassidy worries that after a long time undermining confidence in vaccines, Kennedy is just too stuck in his ways.
As a 70-year-old man, 71-year-old man who spent decades criticizing vaccines and who's financially vested in finding fault with vaccines, can he change his attitudes and approach now that he'll have the most important position influencing vaccine policy in the United States?
8 months after arriving at the International Space Station for what was to be a short visit, astronauts Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore took their first spacewalk together, removing a broken antenna and wiping down a portion of the orbital outpost's exterior for evidence of any microbes that might have survived hard vacuum after launching from Earth and escaping through vents. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Donald Trump did not campaign on stopping Meals on Wheels to homebound seniors. He did not tell you he was going to cut road safety projects or state-based homeland security initiatives. But that was always the plan. And while a judge late yesterday hit the pause button, it has been a busy 18 hours as people and agencies and businesses took in that gut punch.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Wisconsin loses to Maryland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers had climbed to the number 17th team ranked in the nation after a recent 7-game winning streak, but they ran into a hot Maryland Terrapins team that has now won 4 in a row after beating the Badgers 76-68. Badgers head coach Greg Gard after another Big Ten loss on the road.
Yeah, I didn't think we started the second half real well. The stretch where it got away from us, you know, we had 3 or 4 possessions in a row where we missed some pretty easy looks. Some of them point blank, some good looks from three, and then they were able to answer. I think it was 57-56 at one point, and then they hit back-to-back threes and got some separation.
The Badgers women's team snapped an 8-game losing streak with a win at home over Michigan, 82-75. Baseball, Wade Miley is no longer with the Brewers. The 38-year-old lefty has rejoined the Reds on a minor league deal worth $2.5 million and should be ready by May. Wade Miley recovering from Tommy John surgery with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Headed to the movies this weekend, the mystery thriller Companion opens in wide release, and the critics are digging it. It's pulling a 94% on Rotten Tomatoes, where it mentions the film is brought to you by the makers of The Notebook and the horrifying Barbarian, making Companion a different kind of love story. The film stars Sophie Thatcher and Jack Quaid. If you're looking to keep the kids occupied, check out the film Dogman. Dogman follows a police canine officer and his human partner who are injured on the job. To save their lives, the surgeons make them one, like in the same man-dog body. Like he could tell himself to roll over or housebreak himself. or catch his own frisbee. It might sound a little science fiction-y, but it's a bona fide kids movie rated PG and pulling a 70% on Rotten Tomatoes. If that's not convincing enough, the caption on the poster reads, "Part dog, part man, all hero." They sound like a very good boy. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear to mostly clear skies for the overnight as temperatures drop to the mid-20s by daybreak. Our winds will be on the light side. On Friday, mostly sunny skies. Highs will warm to the upper 30s to near 40. We'll have a light north breeze. Currently 29 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, we'll discuss with Sandy Williams of the direction of our nation under President Donald Trump. Talk with Bob Amsterdam about the Ukrainian Orthodox Church.
The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 till 10.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. This is how fascism spreads. Three attacks, one playbook, and a system designed, or working as designed. This is a piece by Joe Lorenz over at the Progressivists Substack newsletter. In just the past week, this is mind-boggling. This is what happens when hate flows from the top down. Donald Trump establishes an atmosphere of hate. One of the things we know is that hate crimes against black people and queer people and women quadrupled when Donald Trump became president in 2016 or 2017. Quadrupled. Hate on social media platforms has exploded. And, of course, now you've got Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg actually amplifying hate on their platforms. But just listen to this. This is just a couple days ago, 2-3 days ago. A man in Raleigh, North Carolina, got arrested for pretending to be an ICE officer to rape a woman, threatening to deport her if she refused to go along with him. In Greensboro, North Carolina, armed men posed as ICE agents to rob a Hispanic family, pointing guns at their 5-month-old baby. In Durham, North Carolina, somebody parked a fake ICE truck outside a Hispanic grocery store just to spread terror throughout the community. It has begun. As Trump begins his hate-filled deportation scheme, hateful right-wingers are going independent. This is called stochastic terrorism. It's where you do things that give license to people, that encourage people, that give people the idea that say, oh, yeah, it's okay to hate people. It's okay to hate Hispanics. It's okay to hate black people. It's okay to hate women and even dwarfs, as Trump was doing this morning. Trump attacking the disabled community this morning. Physical disabilities don't mean you can't be an air traffic controller in many cases. But anyhow, Trump went after them. But the point is that when you have the father figure for the country, and I use that phrase in the George Lakoff sense, that Republicans want a stern father, Democrats want a nurturing family. When you have the father figure of the country making racist statements like Donald Trump did this morning, saying, just coming right out and saying it, and both he and J.D. Vance said this, as did Pete Hegseth, all three of them, that this crash was caused, this horrible loss of 67 souls, this crash in Washington, D.C. was caused by women or black people. Or maybe a queer person. Or maybe a dwarf. Trump actually said that this morning, dwarf. then what do you get? What you get is racists all around the country going, hey, let's have some fun. And you get a guy in Raleigh showing up at the home of a young Latina who's here without documentation and, you know, in a phony ICE outfit, telling her that if she doesn't submit to being raped by him, he's going to deport her. And so she goes along with it. You've got a couple of guys posing as ICE officers, breaking into the home of a Hispanic family, pointing a gun at their five-year-old, and stealing their money and their credit cards. You get, some ass in Durham, North Carolina, parking a truck that's got, you know, ICE printed on the side of it, opposite a Mexican grocery, just to terrorize people. These attacks don't happen in a vacuum. I mean, this all happened just in the last week. All three of these things. You've got a sexual assault, a rape, you've got armed robbery, you've got psychological terrorism. This is all the same playbook. This is weaponizing ICE for spreading terror. Do not forget, the Holocaust began as a deportation plan. Oh, we're going to deport the Jews out of Germany. These predators, they didn't, you know, as Joe Lorenz notes over at the Progressivists, these predators didn't pull these ideas out of thin air. They looked around, she writes, I assume. They looked around and saw a society that's totally cool with dehumanizing and terrorizing immigrants, weaponizing state power, and treating certain humans as disposable. They looked at the playbook and thought, cool, I can do that. I am so looking forward to the day that these hateful, bigoted, morbidly rich racists are no longer running our country. And I do believe that I will see that day in my lifetime. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is telling diplomats to take a loyalty test or resign. And these loyalty tests are bizarre. They have questions like, when was the moment that you realized that Donald Trump was actually a good man? When was the moment that you decided that the MAGA movement was for you? You know, questions like that, those are, I'm not sure that those are the exact questions. I read them, you know, a few days ago, and so this is from memory, but very close. Dan Kaye over on Daily Kos is writing, Trump's Office of Personnel Management, the OPM, sent a loyalty demand to State Department diplomats, one of whom is a friend of mine, who then posted this on his Facebook board. Quote, today I received an ignominious email from the HR@OPM.gov inviting me to submit to a political loyalty test and new partisan rules of conduct, or reply simply before next Saturday with a one-word response, resign, to set the stage for my own to set the next stage of my own personal story in motion. Dan Kaye notes, this person has served the United States for over 40 years as a soldier, including combat missions, and now as a diplomat whose actions have been commended by the Secretary of State. But he's going to get kicked out if he will not, in writing, kiss Trump's ass. This is not how to run a country. This is how you run a banana republic. This is how you run a third world dictatorship. This is something that hasn't been done in the United States since the days of Andrew Jackson, when Jackson created the spoils system, where if you sucked up enough to the president or if you gave him things, he would give you a federal job. And the spoils system lasted right up until the mid-1880s, when a fellow who thought he should have gotten a job because he wrote a speech for, as I recall, it was Garfield, wrote a speech for the president. The president said, thank you very much, but I'm not going to use your speech and I'm not going to hire you. And he came back and shot him dead. And that's when we got the Pendleton civil service system. I believe it was 1887, 1888. It was right around there. And the civil service system says, that people are hired based on their qualifications, not their politics. They don't bring their politics to their job. They do their job based on the job requirements. But Trump is reverting to the spoil system. He did his Schedule F, which is, you know, I don't know what to call it beyond, you know, a reversion to the spoil system. We're going to go back to saying, you know, you get a job if you give the president something, and you don't get a job if you're not on his side. This is not how America should run. It's not how America has run for over 140 years. Trump is taking us back to the 1870s.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And now, Catholic priests are throwing Nazi salutes. I'll tell you about that right after the break. Stay with us.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth.
That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? You want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only types 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut, types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single-ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners, plus it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything, coffee, smoothies, soups, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And you can get 3 or 6 packs at the fraction of the price of other brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's G-E-T, getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's at the end, and start your transformation today. Getnativepath.com/Hartman.
But behind the curtain, shadows stole the day. Purged from the road. Voices erased, an election twisted, democracy disgraced. But Greg Palast hit the trail with truth as his guide.
Welcome back, 21 minutes past the hour. So here, there was a pro-life summit in Washington, D.C., apparently over the weekend, and Father Calvin Robinson spoke about America being, quote, the only country that's fighting for life. And then what does he do? He throws a Nazi salute. Seriously. He said, this is the last stand for Christendom. It's a make or break time. Which, by the way, was one of Hitler's slogans. Paraphrase, but close. The gesture, according to the news report, this is from Mediaite. The gesture was met with laughs and applause from the crowd. Robinson has, the Mediaite writes, Robinson has established himself as a prominent figure in conservative politics in the United Kingdom. 39-year-old ran for office as a member of the Conservative Party and has been connected to a handful of right-wing organizations, including Turning Point UK. Amazing. So what's he doing in D.C.? Throwing Nazi salutes. I guarantee he couldn't do that in Germany. Well, maybe he could now. I don't know. Meanwhile, Bob Kennedy went before the Senate yesterday and basically laid out the administration's plans for making abortion much harder to get nationwide. Right now, more than half of all abortions in America are done with medication. People take mifepristone or this combination of mifepristone and this other drug that starts with an M that I don't remember the name of. And, you know, it safely ends a pregnancy. This drug has been authorized by the FDA and in use for this purpose for almost a quarter century. I believe it's 23 years. I'd have to go back and look, you know, fact check me on that, but it's been more than 20 years. So there's no doubt that it's safe and that it works. It does produce abortions. Occasionally, you get side effects. Occasionally, you get, incomplete abortions that require a DNC to complete. I mean, you know, the things happen, right? But it's a safe drug. In fact, the safety profile is better than the safety profile of aspirin. So what does Bob Kennedy say when he's asked about this yesterday? He says, President Trump has asked me to study the safety of mifepristone. He has not yet taken a stand on how to regulate it. Whether he does, I will implement those policies. Right. He's feigning concern for women's health, as Jessica Valenti writes over at jessica.substack.com, abortion every day. His claim, she writes, that he wants to study mifepristone safety signals that the White House will use a similar strategy when making their own moves against the medication. And, of course, Kennedy is saying he wants it. We're concerned about the health of women, so we need to check the safety of this drug, which means that when the Trump administration cuts back on the availability of mifepristone, or when they cut back on the availability of abortion in general, that they're doing that, they'll say, because we care about women.
Right.
She's speculating they could reimpose the FDA's pre-2016 restrictions, limiting its use to first 7 weeks and requiring you to see a doctor to get it, or block access to abortion pills by mail. And they could easily do this by simply enforcing the Comstock Act, which is already on the books and makes it a federal crime to mail abortion drugs. And I'm telling you, Jim Langford and Steve Daines, they just, you know, they set this thing up. This is where the Republicans are going. Mark my words, I would bet money on this. Langford claimed that the FDA doesn't report complications from mifepristone. He says, literally, don't give transparent information to the American people or to women who take this drug anymore. We don't want that reported. He says that this is the position of the FDA. It's not. It's a lie. And Steve Daines says, you know, laid into the FDA for supposedly, quote, ending reporting requirements for adverse events, claiming that 3 to 5% of women taking this drug end up in the ER. And Kennedy says, yeah, I think it's immoral to have a policy where parents aren't allowed to report adverse events. Well, it's just not true. It's all a lie. It's coming from the Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America and the Charlotte Lotzer Institute, according to Jessica Valenti. She writes, the fact that two GOP senators pressed Kennedy on mifepristone side effects and reporting, and that he responded the way he did, signals that Republicans and the Trump administration are gearing up for a major push on the issue. By the way, this is what Project 2025 calls for, is ending availability of mifepristone. They're calling for funding studies on the risks and complications of abortion, exploring the harms, both mental and physical, that abortion has caused women and girls. Let's look at abortion-related maternal deaths. Yeah.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
You know, before six Republicans on the Supreme Court allowed half our states to outlaw abortion, I warned you, here we are again.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Everyone gets busy at the holidays, and it's so wonderful having ShipStation here to help us take the chaos out of shipping and make it smooth. Plus, ShipStation can save hours of work so you can focus on other parts of your business because you never have to worry about shipping and fulfillment again with ShipStation. It's super easy to automate shipping tasks and manage orders in one simple dashboard. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers, with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and the Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation.com, and the code is TOM.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The National Transportation Safety Board announced the cockpit voice and flight data recorders from the American Airlines jetliner that was hit by an Army helicopter over Washington, D.C.'s Reagan National Airport. ABC News aviation analyst John Nance.
Well, black boxes, which are actually orange, will give us a very clear picture, hopefully, of what happened in terms of verbalization in the cockpit in the jet. As far as the other one, the flight data recorder, that's going to give us about 350 channels of digital information about all the things that were happening to the jet. So it'll give us a precise location of where it was, what the attitude was.
A fast-moving, wind-whipped fire tore through a house in Massena, New York. Six family members, three of them children, were killed. The U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday rejected what is likely the final appeal of South Carolina death row inmate Marion Bowman, Jr., condemned for murdering a friend in 2001, execution scheduled for Friday. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Well, the murder weapon was never recovered, and there were no eyewitnesses, but most people still think O.J. did it, including O.J. According to Simpson's doctor, Simpson took the truth to his grave. Why is there yet another docuseries about this horribly tragic true crime story? Because obviously people can't get enough of it. American Manhunt, O.J. Simpson, is a new four-part docuseries featuring interviews with police, lawyers who were on the case, Simpson's agent, and Ron Goldman's sister, Kim. American Manhunt is available on Netflix. Speaking of Netflix, as we often do, when launching a new talk show, it's important to somehow make it unique and give it an identity separate from other talk shows. Comedian John Mulaney will host a talker on the streamer that has been the home to many of his stand-up comedy specials. Not many details have been released, and that is on purpose, according to Mulaney, who says this was the perfect match because he never wanted to do a talk show, and Netflix was getting out of the talk show game. I'm officially curious. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin loses to Maryland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers had climbed to the number 17th team ranked in the nation after a recent seven-game winning streak, but they ran into a hot Maryland Terrapins team that has now won four in a row after beating the Badgers 76-68. Badgers head coach Greg Gard after another Big Ten loss on the road.
Yeah, I didn't think we started the second half real well. The stretch where it got away from us, you know, we had three or four possessions in a row where we missed some pretty easy looks, so some of them point blank, some good looks from three, and then they were able to answer. I think it was 57-56 at one point, and then they hit back-to-back threes and got some separation.
The Badgers women's team snapped an eight-game losing streak with a win at home over Michigan, 82-75. Baseball, Wade Miley is no longer with the Brewers. The 38-year-old lefty has rejoined the Reds on a minor league deal worth $2.5 million and should be ready by May. Wade Miley recovering from Tommy John surgery with sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear to mostly clear skies for the overnight as temperatures drop to the mid-20s by daybreak. Our winds will be on the light side. On Friday, mostly sunny skies. Highs will warm to the upper 30s to near 40. We'll have a light north breeze. Right now, it's 28.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, John Dietrich joins us, Journal Sentinel investigative reporter, with his latest piece on gun violence in Wisconsin. It's important. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
The newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman with two N's or text my name Hartman with the two N's at the end to 511-511 and become a member today to protect the right of free thinkers everywhere. ffrf.us/Hartman or text Hartman to 511-511 today.
With his circus lies, 40 minutes of fear, 40 minutes televised. He's ranting, he's raving like it's all for show. While Biden's out there, but nobody knows. 60 million jobs in 4 short years. With truth, not chaos or fear, but the cameras don't care. They're chasing the flame. Where are the Democrats to win this game? Where are the Democrats? Why don't they fight? Trump screaming fascism in broad daylight. The fire's still burning, but no one's there. Where are the leaders who used to care? Where's the FDRs, the LBJs calling out the green, showing us the way? Democracy's dying, we can't sit back. So where are the Democrats? Kamala said it's a five-alarm fire. Trump wants the Constitution thrown in the pyre. But where's her voice? Where's the rallying cry? You don't win a war.
Welcome back. 36 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. John in Minneapolis. Hey, John, what's up? John in Minneapolis?
Oh, yes, yes.
Oh. Hey, hey, John, you're on the air.
I'm sorry, I was waiting so long. I kind of dozed off, but I wanted to say...
I see you've been on hold for quite a while. My apologies.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I apologize. You know, hate, lies, they've been legitimized by Trump, and racism, too. I mean, and it doesn't get any pushback, I think, from journalists. They don't do their job. They just, you know, sit there and let him... bloviate on, and other people, they should be attacking those lies, because we cannot have a democracy without truthful information. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
You know?
Peter Alexander this morning
really
pointed
is.
Out to Trump
that
he was lying about doing away with DEI at the FAA during his last administration. And he says, I'm surprised to get that from you. In other words, look out, buddy, I'm coming for you. And then a little later on, he says, well, that's almost as bad a question as Peter's question. You know, so he's coming up with his enemies list. You'll recall he kicked Jim Acosta out of the press room back during his last administration.
Yeah, but we have to stand up for, stand up against him.
Yeah.
And who else but people that have access? And, yes, I feel for them if they're fired, but... we need to do something. I mean, we really need to stick together. This is a fascist state now.
It is.
You know,
it's rapidly
controlling the
information,
propaganda, and just lies. And DEI, I mean, they don't hire people that are unqualified. He shouldn't be allowed to say that. I know people who have hired, my own brother, he's retired now, thank God, but he's hired people. He doesn't hire people who are not qualified.
Right.
He gives them consideration, yes, because of historical discrimination against them, but he doesn't hire people that are unqualified. And I've worked in work situations where, a majority of the people were people of color or from, you know, minority groups, and they were excellent. In this case, it was caregivers. And, of course, you have to hire people like that because, you know, America is changing. They're taking care of people who are also people of color and from minority groups and Hispanic, et cetera.
Yeah.
So, you know, what gives? This is just BS. I was going to say the wrong word, but
thank you, John.
You know,
no, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, it used to be like, you know, back in the day, like I remember back in the 60s, or maybe I guess it was the 70s, that, you know, people would hire friends and neighbors if they could. You know, they'd hire relatives.
Right.
You know, you got in because you knew somebody. My brother Stan, who's now passed away. You know, my dad got him a job in the tool and die shop where my dad worked. That's what they did. They hired friends and family because, you know, hey, you know, it's friends and family. And then we went from that in the 50s, you know, throughout most of American history up until maybe the 70s or 80s. We went from that to essentially saying, at the very least, you know, run a damn ad and hire somebody who's not, you know, to the kind of an anti-nepotism worldview. And then we went from that to saying, you know, a lot of those friends and family got hired because, I mean, my brother knew how to run a Blanchard. He knew a lathe. You know, he knew how to run these machines because as kids, we used to hang out in the tool and die shop with my dad. So we had this kind of pre-training, as it were. I mean, you know. And so, but that was not available to black people in the 1960s. They couldn't even get in unions, for God's sake, much less get a job in a tool and die shop. So then it became, well, you know, let's open educational opportunities and training opportunities and apprenticeship opportunities. And if you're looking at equally qualified white people and black people, and you have no black people in your business and your staff, then it would be a good idea for you to add somebody. You're adding not just, you know, another equally qualified person, but you're also bringing new points of view, new perspectives that can help your company, that can help your people. I mean, there's tangible and intangible benefits to DEI. And of course, because it means occasionally hiring an equally qualified black person or woman, and let's be very clear, and this almost always gets missed when people talk about DEI, the principal recipients, the principal beneficiaries of DEI are women, number one, white women.
Yeah.
They get the more white women got jobs because of DEI than any other group. But the second, you know, the second group is black people. And this is something that benefits America. And then Trump goes on TV today saying, well, this crash might have been caused by DEI. But in other words, a black person or a woman was what? The pilot, the air traffic control? I mean, this is just obscene. You're absolutely right. John, I got to move along. Thank you. That was great rant. Thank you. Marge in Nevada, Missouri. Am I saying that right, Marge?
Yes. Nevada. Yes, Nevada.
Great. What's on your mind today?
Yes, I watch your show quite a bit on Free Speech TV.
Mm-hmm.
And last week you had Craig Pallas on.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying that Kamala really won and Trump lost, and the reason Trump won was because they took votes away from him, from Kamala.
Yeah, they refused to count or refused to allow to vote at least about 4 million people, particularly in the swing states. Yeah.
I was wondering why they didn't have that on MSNBC and CNN, and if it's true, why isn't Trump investigated and put out so Kamala could get in?
Well, there's no legal way to reverse this, but the Democrats need to start screaming about this because Republicans have been using voter suppression since the 60s to try to get, shave margins so that they can win elections. And they've gotten more and more successful with it as time goes on, and they've gotten more and more brazen about it. And as Greg pointed out, if those 4 million voters who were kicked off the voting rolls or whose votes were not counted, even though they voted, the majority of them or a sizable minority of them being black people, if they had not been kicked off the voting rolls or if their votes had been counted, then there is pretty much no doubt that Kamala Harris would have become president. And I agree with you, Marge. It should have been, you know, Greg should be on CNN and MSNBC, and I don't know why they're ignoring this story. I just don't know.
Yeah, that's what's upsetting me about it.
Yeah, I agree with you, Marge.
Thank you so much for talking to me.
Yep, thank you, Marge. Thanks for the call. Lawrence in Berkeley. Hey, Lawrence, what's up?
Yeah, hi, Tom. Did you happen to listen to Fresh Air last night?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry.
On the radio? Okay, there was a very important show. It was a guy named Derek Thompson from the Atlantic magazine who just wrote an article called The Antisocial Century. Mm-hmm. And what he's talking about is the fact that the number of people who are lonely is increasing year by year. The number of people who talk to each other or who talk at all is decreasing, and people watching computers is more and more a reality. And this is something that every leftist and every anti-fascist has to know about. Yeah. Because you can't beat the oligarchs by watching the computer.
No, I'm with you. This is sort of an extension of Robert Putnam's 1996 book, I think it was, or it was in the 90s anyway, Bowling Alone. Remember when that came out?
That's exactly what he was saying, you know, Bowling Alone. But I wanted to give you a couple of examples of what I mean, of what people have to study. In order to get people to be talking face-to-face and be in a community and be social to each other, I mean, in the days, I'm now 82, so I'm not leading any more meetings, but when I had a group that I was chairing, I would go around the group in a circle the first time and say, what's your name and your background? Then you go around the second time and you say, what are your ideas? What do you want to do? And if you really want to go through it, while this is happening, you write it on a blackboard or on a bunch of papers and let people decide what do we want to talk about, and then go do it. Mm-hmm. And this gets a real social conversation going. On the other hand, I went to a meeting the other day, I won't mention what group it's at, where we had breakdowns in small groups, and the leader of the group would say, okay, ask me a question, and then he would answer it, and nobody else in the group would answer the question. It was just like he was the leader, and that's all there was to it. And unless you plan democracy from the very grassroots, when you take power, it's not going to happen. Very often when you have a social catastrophe, it doesn't end up in being more democratic.
Right. No, I totally get it. And you're describing Naomi Klein's shock doctrine, Lawrence.
Yeah, so we have to study this. I have a book here which is, God help me, 730 pages, which has about 70 chapters of different mechanisms for running groups.
I'm out of time.
Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's 46 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
Would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6 rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Donald Trump did not campaign on stopping Meals on Wheels to homebound seniors. He did not tell you he was going to cut road safety projects or state-based homeland security initiatives. But that was always the plan. And while a judge late yesterday hit the pause button, it has been a busy 18 hours as people and agencies and businesses took in that gut punch.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings 6 until 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? You want to look in a mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut, Types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single-ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything, coffee, smoothies, soups, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. So go to getnativepath.com/Hartman to start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's at the end and start your transformation today.
The weight of the world had stolen my joys. I grabbed my coat, left my phone behind. Told myself it's time to unwind. The city fades as the highway bends. The air turns clean where the pavement ends. Go find your mountain, your valley, your stream, where the air feels lighter and your soul can dream. When the world feels heavy, let it all fall away. There's peace in the wild where the trees softly sway.
Welcome back. 53 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Maurice in Chicago. Hey, Maurice, what's on your mind today?
Good dog.
Good and talk.
The problem, you have mentioned a problem that
think they should be having news conferences every day. The problem is that they can have the news conferences once an hour, every hour, and then stations don't have to put it on.
They being the Democrats. Yeah, I agree with you, Maurice. It's a problem.
There's a way around that.
Okay, what's that?
The FCC requires that the stations give political PACs and candidates advertising and at a reduced rate. As an example,
not PACs, just candidates.
Americans for Prosperity Action actually had a 30-second ad on last year's NFL AFC Championship game for $11,000.
Mm-hmm.
I checked for major cities like the size of Chicago, and the average price that they've been charging was $1,800 for 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
This means that you could run four ads a day on four different stations every day for 365 days, and the total cost will be $10 million.
Yeah, there. Just to be clear, the federal law does require a discount off regularly published rates for radio and television advertising during a campaign of an active campaign. Now, one way, and PACs and super PACs are not eligible for this, by the way, Maurice, to the best of my knowledge.
Yes, they are. You have to check it out. Check out publicfiles.fcc.gov. They are indeed.
All right.
Included.
For the moment, I'll take your word for it. But my point is that if it has to be associated with a political campaign.
No, it does not, Tom. I'm a retired researcher. I did a whole lot of research on this. It is not restricted to a particular political campaign. It is not restricted to the candidates. The PACs do not get as much a discount as the candidates, but it's not restricted to them.
Okay. That contradicts my understanding. And you may well be right, and I might be wrong. I don't know. I'll have to look into it. But thanks for the call, Maurice. My suggestion was that what we could do is, whether it's for PACs or not, if there is a discount for advertising for active campaigns, then a whole lot of Democrats right now should be declaring their candidacy for 2026 so that they can run ads that are theoretically campaign ads and get these media discounts. And, you know, and get the word out and run these campaigns in ways that, you know, take on Donald Trump or take on the Trump administration or, you know, attack Republicans, things like that. That was the idea that I got out of your call. Anyhow, thanks for the call. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you on the other side tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media's own Luke Mathers, who will take a quiz about his beloved state of Wisconsin. And it's a Bar Band Friday night, so Terry Barr joins with new music. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. National Transportation Safety Board investigators have recovered critical evidence in Wednesday night's mid-air collision at Washington, D.C.'s Reagan National Airport.
What are commonly called the black boxes, which are not actually black at all and are a bright orange color to make them easy to find, have now been recovered from the American Airlines regional jet. They comprise of the flight data recorder and the cockpit voice recorder, which could indicate if the pilots ever saw the Black Hawk helicopter before it slammed into them. The Black Hawk also had a form of a flight recorder on board.
ABC's Alex Stone. The Trump Justice Department on Thursday sued to block Hewlett-Packard Enterprises' $14 billion acquisition of rival Juniper Networks. A conservative activist group is suing Bally's and Chicago and Illinois gambling regulators over the city's requirement that Bally's offer shares in a Chicago casino exclusively to women and people of color. This is ABC News.